Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scribner with the Living Savior Ministries today. Let's come to the Heavenly Father. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, Lord, we worship you and praise you and thank you for this beautiful, glorious, magnificent, wonderful day that you have made for us. We cannot even begin to worship you and praise you and thank you enough for all the wonderful things that you've given us. Lord, we are so grateful that you are our Lord, our God. We're so grateful, Jesus, that you defeated the foe, Satan, on the cross 2,000 years ago. And now as long as we keep ourselves from evil, the evil one cannot touch us, because that's written in 1 John 5:18. Lord, help us to walk holy before you in all that we do. Help us to walk in this love. Lord, this stronghold that we're talking about today, this whole week, strongholds, the strongholds the devil put us upon us of this cold love. Help us, Lord, to walk in the fiery, warm love of the Lord Jesus Christ and to overcome everything in the name of Jesus. Now, Lord, as the word goes out, reveal it to your people that they may understand what it means to walk in love. Thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, today we're going to read about one of the great commandments. I'm in Mark chapter 12 today, and in starting with verse 28, and it says that one of the scribes came, and having heard them reasoning together and perceiving that he had answered them well, he asked him, "Which is the first commandment of all?" And verse 29, Jesus answered him, saying, "The first of all the commandments is, Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is one Lord. And you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind, and with all your strength. And this is the first commandment," the Lord says. And then he says in verse 31, "And the second commandment is like this, namely, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. There is none other commandment greater than this." Now then, when you stop and think about the greatest commandment, do you know what it means to love the Lord your God with all your heart, your mind, your strength, and your soul? I'm going to tell you, I think that is so difficult for us to even comprehend, because to do that, if we were to do that, we would just be in so much love with the Lord that he would be on our hearts and our minds all the time. We'd be talking about him all the time. And then he goes so far there after, as just like this expert of the law that we just read about here. When this expert of the law, when he asked Jesus which was the greatest commandment, his reply was wonderful, because Jesus said, "You shall love the Lord your God." Now you can put your name in there, John, Jack, Bob, Susie. "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart," not part of your heart, "and with all your soul," not part of your soul, "and with all your mind," not part of your mind, "and with all your strength," not with just one hand or one finger, but with all the strength you have. "And the second of those commandments is like the first, you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Jesus then said that the second commandment is like the first. When you love God, your love for others will be like your love for God. The second is like the first. The more you unconditionally love God, the more you will unconditionally love others. To those whose attitude is just Jesus and me, I say it is wonderful you found Jesus, but you cannot truly have him and simultaneously not do what he says. The outgrowth of love and faith in Christ is love and faith like Christ, which means we are committed even as he is to his people. Now then, if you say that you love the Lord your God with all your heart and all your mind, all your soul, all your strength, and all those things. But yet I ask you about a person or something that I know you may have a resentment toward, and you say, oh, no, 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 I love them. But yet when you walk into the grocery store, and this is a way you can tell. If you walk into the grocery store and you look down at the end of the aisle, and they're pushing a cart, comes down the aisle, brother so-and-so or sister so-and-so, and you're not willing to go down there and shake hands with them or put your arm around them or hug them or talk to them, you are not walking in love. You have not forgiven that person. Now, some people will tell me, well, yeah, I forgave so-and-so. But when you walk into that grocery store and you look down that aisle and you see them down at the other end and they don't see you, you very easily take another aisle because you do not want to come in contact with that person. I'm going to tell you, you haven't forgiven that person. Now, I realize all kinds of offenses are going to come. The reason I realize that is because Jesus in Matthew 24 clearly told us that offenses will come. But he says, do not receive those offenses. So if Jesus tells us not to receive those offenses, we should not receive those offenses. We should walk in love. Now then, the kingdom of God is not in you or in me. It is in us as a group or a church or as a corporate body. We are being perfected into a unit or a body. To have the kingdom, we must be committed to one another as individuals and as churches. Now then, if our Lord Jesus Christ accepts us while we are still imperfect, we must also accept one another. The people who possess the kingdom of God in its reality are people who overcome the obstacles of each other's faults. They'll help each other. They'll help them become what God has called them to be. And what has He called us to be? He has called us to be a living organism. He has called us to be the living body of the Lord Jesus Christ. You and I are living stones in the living body of the Lord Jesus Christ. We are alive and well, or at least we're supposed to be. And we're supposed to be producing fruit out of that love. Remember, the goal of pulling down the stronghold of cold love is to see the oneness of Christ's body revealed. You will be challenged in this, but if you persist, you will discover the heights and depths, the length and breadth of Christ's love. You will become a body filled and flooded with God Himself. Now then, if that cold love continues to persist, you will slowly but surely begin to fall out of love with man and with the Savior. And when you do, you are known as a backslider. Now, so many people that I run into or come in contact with every day on a day-by-day basis will say, when I ask them, where do you go to church? Are you a Christian? Yes, I'm a Christian. Good. Praise the Lord. You're my brother or sister in Christ. Where do you go to church? Well, at the present time, I'm not going. I'm looking for a church. Well, how long have you been looking? Well, about 3 years. No, you're a liar. You're not looking for a church. Your love has become cold. You're one of those the enemy has a stronghold of cold love. He has deceived you. You're out of church, and he has won the victory, and you as a son or a daughter of the king have been defeated. Whatever you do, don't let the enemy continue to deceive you and keep you in this state of cold love. Get in there. Be on fire for Jesus. Do some wonderful things for the kingdom of God. Now, if you will continue to walk in this love and not let your love grow cold, the Holy Spirit will begin to speak to you, and he will speak to you in many different ways. He'd speak to you in things like dreams and visions, and much of the things that will be revealed will actually come through our capacity to perceive correctly. The scriptures tell us that Jesus perceived the thoughts of men in his spirit, so also we can do these things if we will move in divine discernment. If we will walk in love, our view of life must be purged of human thoughts and reactions. The beginning of true discernment will not come until we crucify our instincts to judge. This takes many months and usually even years of uprooting all thought systems that have not been planted in the divine soil of faith and love for people. Folks, you must learn to walk in love. To appropriate this discernment, which is in the mind of Christ, which is in 1 Corinthians 2, we must first find the heart of Christ. The heart of love, the heart and love of Jesus is summed up in his own words. In John chapter 12, he says, I did not come to judge the world, but to save the world. What did the Savior come to do? He came to save the world. Now, spiritual discernment is the grace you see into the unseen. It is a gift of the Spirit to perceive what is in the Spirit. Its purpose is to see into the nature of that which is veiled. But the first veil, which must be removed, is the veil over your own heart. We must see ourselves in a measure of our need. For the capacity to see into that which is outside comes from Christ revealing that which is inside. Jesus demands we understand our own need of his mercy so that out of the grace which we have received, we can compassionately minister to others. In this process, we will discover the depravity and selfishness of our carnal nature. We will know thoroughly that the gift of discernment is not a faculty of our mind. Now then, remember, for all these things to work, you must walk in love. So get rid of that cold love. Don't let the stronghold of cold love get a hold on you in these last days. Walk in a warm, hot love before God. I would invite you to call me for teaching tapes, 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. I'd also like to invite you to our church every Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4 p.m. at 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. 10921 Shady Trail in North Dallas. We are in a warehouse complex, so come expecting a miracle. It starts at 2 p.m. on Sunday afternoon.